Now, as we swing from north to south for Limehouse Reach, we're still between these enormous dock systems, on the left west to India, and on the right the eastern side of Surrey Commercial. The great ships in there on the Atlantic service, CPR and Union Castles, and windjammers in a row under a forest of masts and spars. Typical dock scene. The great Palmer was in there only a short time ago. You know the Palmer that is the fastest bark in the Australian grain race. And just listen to the names of docks that make up Surrey Commercial. There's such a fine tang of world trade about them. Canada, Albion, Greenland, Russia, Norway, and that very picturesquely named Lavender and Acorn, near which, only last summer, I saw the only black swan in the lower ten. And what a fine ring there is to all these riverside districts round the docks. Bermondsey and Rotherhithe and Greenwich. You know, men from these parts are to be found in practically every port in the world, and sometimes they leave their bones in. Far away in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada in California, you know, that's Bret Hart's old deserted mother lode, I've actually stumbled on a piece of rock with this sort of inscription. Here lies John Smith, a native of Bermondsey, England. I expect he'd deserted a hot ship in San Francisco Bay, or more probably joined the general rush to the mines in 49. Then he passed through the Embarcadero and Barbary Coast of old San Francisco, or shall I say Frisco in those days, avoiding crimps on the way to pan out his share of Placer Gold, and to achieve at the end this link in stone with the old country. Well, more barges and lighters. Oh, there's a big ship there, but I cannot identify it. I'm so sorry that you wouldn't believe how dark it is down here tonight. Earlier on, I made an attempt to give you a picture of a scene on the river's west end up at Westminster. You really can't imagine a greater contrast here off the Isle of Dogs. There's the shining black river, and it's beginning to widen out now, and it winds away into the blackness towards Tilbury. And all round, you feel rather than see this movement of ships and fussing little tugs and their loads of lighter. Against the skyline above warehouse roofs, there's that typical docks site, a jumble of cranes and masts and funnels. But on the water, only tiny pinpoints of light, either stationary or on slow-moving ships, to show us what's happening. It's terribly difficult to tell you, or to give you any sort of impression of these docks. Well, that's a picture as we reach our journey's end, very close to the meridian of Greenwich. Zero east and west. All about us is the order that looks much like chaos and is in fact the river life of this Port of London. And this Port of London is one of your greatest and least known possessions. Well, I very badly exceeded my time, and I'm going to say good night now at once from all of us aboard.